If you stayed up until about 2:30 this morning or have learned the results of yesterday's elections, you know that nationally, at least, a number of people were very surprised by both the victory of Donald Trump and, to a lesser extent, the composition of the U.S. Senate. Here in North Carolina, the results may not have been as surprising, but they did reinforce the strength of the overall Republican gains. On today's Coastline, we'll talk about the reason for those gains and why they surprised so many people. I'm Cleve Callison. I'm sitting in today for Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, who was working late into the night, Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, and taking a well-deserved rest. So I welcome you to join our Wednesday conversation for the next hour. My guests today are Richard Poole, chair of the New Hanover County Democratic Party. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you. Welcome.
And his counterpart is Michael Franklin, chair of New Hanover County Republican Party. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you both here. And I welcome our audience to join in our Wednesday conversation for the next hour. We'd like to hear from you. I'm sure that a lot of people have something that they want to ask or to say. Let us hear from you with your emails to coastline@whqr.org or give us a call at any time at 910-343-1138. We'd like to know what you think the biggest surprises of yesterday's election were, what the results may mean for us here in North Carolina, and especially on the Carolina coast. How did the polls miss the victory of Donald Trump? And what do you want to see our newly elected winners do? So now is your chance to talk with our guests. Remember that number, 910-343-1138, or an email to coastline@whqr.org. So, Richard and Michael, let me just start out with kind of a basic question here. How much sleep did y'all get last night?
I did okay.
Richard?
Yeah, I got a full night's sleep. Was in bed probably around 11:30.
I wish
11:30. Wow.
I wish I did that better. I was about 4 hours. Got to bed just after 3.
Okay. Well, thank you both for being here. We really appreciate it. What, if anything, surprised you? I'm sure there must be something. What surprised you the most? Let's start with Michael on that.
I think one of my big surprises was the Trump and McCrory. I saw Trump pull. I would have figured that Governor McCrory would have pulled ahead with him. I know there's still provisional ballots out there, so we'll see how that turns out. But that was probably my biggest surprise of the night.
Okay. And Richard, what about you?
The biggest Trump was surprise was Donald Trump's apparent win, you know, and the fact that all the predictive models, all the polls, everything that we look at to try to figure out what's happening in an election, they were all wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be talking about that today, and actually that touches on a little bit of what's going to happen tomorrow in Coastline on our Thursday edition. Because the topic for tomorrow's program is going to be the media and the changing role of the media and how looking at things like the decline of traditional media in favor of social media and other forms of information gathering. Let me just ask both of you just to sort of get started an orientation question here. Obviously, this is not a full-time job for either of you, right? What do you do in civilian life?
Go ahead, Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
I'm an attorney. I do estate planning. And do a lot of planning for parents of special needs kids.
Okay. Very good. Michael?
I work in finance and compliance for Guilford Mills, a textile company based here.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you both. I think actually we already have a caller on the line. This is Greg from Wilmington, and he has a question about the work of the new legislature. Greg, welcome to WHQR's Coastline. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love the program, and thank the three of you for the jobs that you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I enjoy it. My question has to do with the new legislature and certificate of need law. I was wondering, is that going to be one of the first priorities that they work on?
One of you try to tackle that?
I'm not familiar enough with where that's at in the legislature to address that.
I couldn't address it either. Sorry, Greg.
Greg, could you briefly explain what a certificate of need law is and what it would
do? Well, yes. Is my understanding right now, you have to get the equivalent of a permission slip if you want to start a business, and primarily my focus is in the medical field. My wife has just recently finished a chemotherapy, and there aren't a number of places that have the equipment, number one, to diagnose, number two, to, you know, go ahead and follow through with the procedures. And medical costs, you know, once you meet your deductible, are pretty well taken care of, but it's that meeting the deductible, and this was something that wasn't planned, obviously.
Okay. But, well, you know what? This actually sounds like a good topic for a future Coastline when we have a legislator here. I think none of the three of us is very well versed in that matter, or what the likelihood of it passing in the legislature is.
Well, it's basically an all-encompassing blanket sort of law that if you owned each of you owned a hamburger place on any given intersection, and I wanted to go in and fill the fourth corner, I would have to apply for and show a certificate of need so that I could go ahead and start my hamburger business.
Okay. Well, Greg, we thank you for the question. I don't think we're going to be able to tackle it today, but we do thank you for the question, and thank you for listening to Coastline. That's Greg from Wilmington, and we're talking with Richard Poole from the North New Hanover County Democrats and Michael Franklin from the Republicans. This is sort of a question, I guess, for Michael. Is the Republican presence in local offices, which seems kind of reinforced by the results that we saw last night, is that strong enough that Republican Party could basically go it alone, or is there a need for bipartisan cooperation?
I think there's always a need for bipartisan cooperation. Even within your own party, not everyone agrees. And you do better if everyone can get together and come up with a solution versus one party just steamrolling everything through the legislature.
Mm-hmm. Richard, your thoughts about that?
Well, I agree. I think our county would be better if there was more representation from Democrats. But in the final analysis, we do need to work together to make our community work.
Mm-hmm. An example might be the composition of the county commission, because even though there has been a personnel change, I mean, Pat Cusack was elected, and for those of you who hadn't heard, Woody White was the top vote getter, followed by Pat Cusack, and then Jonathan Barfield close behind that, and those were the top three. So one Democrat and two Republicans. So the composition of the county commission will change. Will stay the same in terms of party affiliation. And I saw Pat on television this morning talking about the desire to cooperate and work with others on issues of common concern. So at least people are saying the right things. We believe those are the right things. Let's go to another call here. You're listening to Coastline at WHQR. Our phone number is 910-343-1138. Let me bring the line in here. Let's say hello to Alex from Hampstead. Alex, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well.
Doing well.
All right. I got a question for the Democratic chair. We lost the House, the Senate, the presidency. What do we do now?
Well,
good question.
That?
Yes, sir. Richard, that's for you.
I think the first thing to do is recognize that we did make some gains in this election. We elected a governor, Roy Cooper, by a narrow margin. There may be a recount, but there's reason to think that he'll survive the recount. We elected a Supreme Court justice, Mike Morgan, an African-American man who will be the only African-American male in the appeals court or the Supreme Court. His election shifted the balance on the North Carolina Supreme Court from Republican to Democrat, and it will remain that way for 6 years if nobody resigns. We elected an attorney general, Josh Stein. That's an important job in our state government. So it's not all bleak, but Looking at the federal elections, they're disappointing. And it's possible that with the Republican control of all branches of government, that there will be a backlash. And when that happens, I think Democrats need to stand ready to support the candidates that share their values.
Do you think the backlash that you're talking about, is that what we saw last night? Because for the last 2 years, we've had Republican governor, Senate, and House.
I think it was a change election. You know, our county, New Hanover County, voted for Governor Cooper, Supreme Court Justice Mike Morgan. It voted for Josh Stein, and it voted for Donald Trump. What do those people have in common? I think not much.
So then how do you explain the disparity there of the vote?
I think it was a change election. People felt that Governor McCrory had failed or made serious errors in a number of areas, and they wanted a change. And with Donald Trump, I think clearly he's a change candidate. You can talk about whether it's the kind of change we want or need, but he's clearly a change candidate.
Yeah, let me get Michael's reaction to that question. To his comment about a change election and the reason for this split vote here in the county.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not really sure what to make of it, but again, we did the same thing with Obama and McCrory 4 years ago. We went the opposite way. We selected Obama for the state and McCrory for the governor. So it's interesting, and I'm not really sure what to make of that.
Well, maybe it's just that people aren't inclined to vote party line or the straight ticket all the time. Are there enough people who won't do that that will make that difference? We're going to have to take a short break, and we'll be back with the chairs of the New Hanover County Republican and Democratic parties on this edition of Coastline. Our number is 910-343-1138. We'd love to have your questions about yesterday's election and about the political parties in our region. 343-1138. It's 18 minutes after the hour.